problems we've had in the last game in particular, you know, could have were because of Justin not being there. Okay? They just outplayed us, outcoached us in that game, and we weren't very good. No, we could have had five Justin Smiths, maybe. You know, that wasn't the issue in the last game. We just didn't play good, we didn't coach good, and those guys just whipped us.
Overstating things.
Yes. No, their run game is their run game, and they're going to block it the same all the time. He told me he's getting better each and every day. That's really all I know. He says it's getting better. Really, it's like anything, you know, you can lose anybody early in a game and you just got to go. You know, we're too far along here to change a system because of one guy being out, and we'll be fine.
If he does come back, will he be, you know, Justin Smith, will he be able to be 100% even if he were to come back in the next couple of weeks?
I don't know that. You know, that's a better question for him and the medical staff. I just know he's getting better. Happy for them, for all of them, you know, very well deserved in all of their parts. We're just always happy for the other guys' success and happy for these guys in particular. They're good players, they go about their business the right way, and they've been rewarded for it. What do you mean, two guys on the right side?
Smith.
I think it's just more a coincidence than anything else, you know. They're good players, each, you know, in their own rights, and playing next to those other guys just helps the situation. Well, he's just gotten better within our system. You know, we signed him last year after camp had already started. You know, he was on the fast track to learning what we're doing, did a good job with it last year, and I think he just picked up where he left off last year and feels that much more comfortable with the system and what we're doing. And I'm happy for him. It's his first time making it, like you said, in his seventh year. He didn't quite have the success in Buffalo that people thought he would have. But he's been able to find a home here and excel here.
Going back to the Seattle game, did the defensive back in the secondary look tired from having faced Brady so much? And what kind of pulled that lingering effect have on these players?
I don't know. It's always hard to quantify something like that. You know, I don't know the answer to that.
Did they look tired to you, though?
I don't think so. We just didn't play good. He's having a good year. You know, he's played a lot for us. He's our nickel, which is a stressful position, and he's our left corner in our base package, which is a stressful position. And I think he's handled it well.
There's still a lot at stake on the same season. They put an offensive flex, but when you look at it, when he pops out to you,
well, obviously, Fitzgerald is your biggest concern. Now they have Beanie Wells back. He's a good running back. They've got a good group of receivers. They have the ability to be an explosive attack with their receivers. They got a new quarterback that's going to start who did well last week when he came in late in the game and probably will do a lot better this week because he'll get the bulk of the snaps in practice, so he'll be more prepared and ready to roll. So, you know, these types of games happen every year in the NFL, and we've got to go out and be ready to play it like it's the first game, not the 16th game.
Vic, you want to see your guys have a big game defensively?
Well, I'd like that because that would just probably lead to a victory. And that's really all I want right now is a victory. But we always want to play good. Every play you play, you want to play at your best. And we just got to play good. And, you know, whenever we line up next week against somebody in a playoff game, we just got to line up and play. It can be, but you still got to go out and play, you know. Look at Baltimore last week. They had no momentum. They had lost three in a row. Probably should have been four in a row. You know, on the 4th and 29, they converted. Zero momentum, and they blew out the Giants last week, and now they got momentum. So, I mean, momentum is great, but it's tenuous. You know, you can get it back real fast or you can lose it real fast. So you just got to keep playing.
All right. Thanks, babe.
All right. Thank you.